Hi, I'm Dr. Felicia Mebben. Welcome to Health Services Unplugged. Here's a question for you. When was the last time you used health services research? Go ahead, take a few minutes, think about it. Okay, let me rephrase the question. When was the last time you had the flu or were just sick and went to your physician's office, hurt your back playing basketball or softball and went to the ER, got tested for an STD at a local clinic, or knew someone who was tested for an STD at a local clinic, attended a workshop at the local community center about what to do to prevent your child from having asthma attacks? Did you pay with insurance? Did you see computers? Were you given standard instruction sheets? Were you given a drug? Did you get helpful advice? All of these aspects of health services, insurance, the technology, communications, drugs, useful advice, and the operations of the office, hospital, or public health program, all of that is based on research and information. And stories, lots and lots of amazing stories. Every health services data set and research method is about answering questions that help you get the best possible care and services. This podcast is about that, about showcasing the science and information that supports our healthcare system and tries to make it better, and sharing tips about communicating health services research, just in case you happen to want to do that, and other insights. For this chat, Lauren Radomski and Samantha Smith from Academy Health's Translation and Dissemination Institute and I talk about what Health Services Unplugged will, fingers crossed, be about.
Dr. Felicia Mebben, CEO of Mebben Media Communications and an innovator in residence at Academy Health. And my expertise is in health policy, particularly around communication. So I've always been fascinated by what influences someone to think about health policy or to make choices about health policy, particularly related to mass media and even creative things like movies and film. So those are the kind of things that I pay attention to now, sort of creative ways to get information out to people around health services and public health. Just started the Innovators in Residence program here at Academy Health, and I think that's where I'm going to cut scene one on my background. So Lauren, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Lauren Radomski. I'm a senior manager at Academy Health. I've been here about 3 years, and before that I was in graduate school for public policy with a health policy focus, and prior to that I was a journalist for a few years, so I'm really interested in how to communicate research findings, how people receive information, how to tell a compelling story about research, and that's been a good fit for some of the work we're doing at Academy Health.
Cool. I'm Samantha Smith. I'm a research associate here at Academy Health. I'm coming up on my 1 year anniversary here in June. Prior to that, I was an intern at Academy Health while I was getting my master's of science in public health at UNC Chapel Hill.
Go Tar Heels!
Woohoo! Before that, I was a teacher and I did Teach for America. That has inspired some of my interest in underserved populations and policies that impact them, particularly those that impact the healthcare they receive. And more recently, I'm also interested in data visualization and the creative ways we can display information about health.
Cool. And the Go Tar Heels is because I have 2 degrees from UNC, including a Master of Science in Public Health, and I was a faculty member there and a dean of students, so I spent a lot of time at UNC. So, yeah, legit. Go Tar Heels. Yes. I'm starting production on the podcast. So I'm trying to think of a creative way to introduce it. And so what I want to do first is to tell you my latest thinking about what it's going to be about. So first of all, it's going to be both a podcast and a website. So you can go to healthservicesunplugged.info. Secondly, what's really exciting to me is that it's a pilot series. So we have some room to be really creative because it's something that Academy Health hasn't done before. And even though it's an important project, we have a lot of leeway to explore different, you know, ways to do it. So each episode might be a little different within the overall theme because we have some room to play around. And we're also hoping that people will sort of get interested and excited and give us ideas, and then we can adapt, and perhaps a couple of the later episodes can reflect that. So it's a pilot series where we can try some things out. And the tagline is something like, behind the research and the researchers, or research with a twist, or one of the main features of the entire series is going to be a focus on research. It's also going to have a conversational style. So sort of the way we're talking to each other, not a lecture or a seminar, but sort of like, I don't know if when you guys were students, but you ever noticed that your professors would have lunch together or conversations together. Well, it's more like that. So when I was a professor at UNC, my colleagues and I would have lunch sometimes. Colleagues, friends, my friends, who are the other professors. We would have lunch together, and when we talked about things after we got past the, you know, gossip, quote unquote, and about our families and everything, we would talk about current health issues, health insurance, you know, healthcare reform, veterans care, and all that kind of thing. And it would just be conversational. And so, as a political scientist, I would chip in, and then some of the economists would add their ideas, and the sociology professor would add her ideas or his ideas, and they would be really interesting, meaningful conversations, but they weren't formal. So that's what I would like for this to be. I want it to be a conversation. And you guys can chime in anytime you want. Okay. So the focus on research means that we're going to focus on evidence and the latest information about quality of care, access to care, cost of care, equity, research publications or projects, journals like Health Services Research, Health Affairs, Millbank Quarterly, you know, all the, and then also maybe some smaller journals like the Journal of Health Policy, Politics, and Law, or Health Economics, which may not be smaller, but it's a little more specific. I also would tie that research to current events or something in arts and entertainment. So the unplugged part is to have the conversation in a way that's accessible and engaging. And I thought the way to do that is to, again, tie it to something that's happening. So, for example, last week I saw an article in BuzzFeed written by Ruby Kramer that was talking about Secretary Clinton's campaign, because she had just launched her campaign, and she was in New Hampshire talking to New Hampshire, you know, residents. And one of the residents brought up the issue of mental health services and mental health care and substance abuse. And the headline was something like, you know, mental health and substance abuse will be a big part of Clinton's campaign. And that's fascinating to me, because as somebody who studies politics, I know it's kind of hard to have healthcare issues to be part of a campaign, especially something so specific. But I'm intrigued. I that would be fabulous, just because I think wherever we can talk about healthcare issues and the challenges and what we can do, that'd be great. But it also made me think, okay, well, how does someone like Secretary Clinton approach that? I mean, who do they talk to? And wouldn't it be cool to talk with someone who does research in that area and sort of bounce off of that article or that event to say, well, what's the latest research in this area? But to talk about it in a way that, you know, a lot of different people can understand, and not just people who are trained, you know, with PhDs.
Sure.
So another example is a recent show that I have come to enjoy. So have you guys watched Empire?
Yes.
Oh, cool. You're missing out. Yeah.
Awesome. So what did you like about it?
So I watched the first episode actually just last week, and I'm behind because I hear that it's already finished. But I think it's really interesting because I heard that, you know, the music that they write for it is original, and that, you know, that's a really big part of it. But I'm already really intrigued with the storyline. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. Cool. That's really good. So you're not on the bandwagon quite yet.
Sometimes I'm a little behind these things, and then I have to catch up. Every once in a while, I'm on the early cusp, but
I have a feeling I'm going to watch like all of the episodes.
You're going to be
in this coming weekend. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, actually, I did the same thing. I didn't come into it until about the third episode, and then I'm a binge watcher from way back, but then, and sometimes I feel like it's a disadvantage to tap into something before it's all done, because then you can't watch everything. Then you have to wait.
Right.
So I watched the first three episodes back to back, and then I had to wait each week for the other ones. But anyway, so close your ears, Samantha, because I'm going to say something about it. But anyway, so I don't think this will be a big thing anyway, but in terms of the plot line, because there's a lot of stuff that happens. But anyway, so one of the main characters is bipolar. And I think his name is Andre Lyons. So he's the oldest son of the lead character who built a hip hop music empire, which is the reference. And the show is about the family and a lot of stuff that happens, which I'm not going to talk about. But my main connection here is that I found an article in Slate called "How Accurate Is Empire's Treatment of Bipolar Disorder," which was written by Aisha Harris. And I thought that's great, because those are the kinds of things I like to do, which is sort of combine my public health interests with arts and entertainment, because I think it's fun to talk about, but then you can also bring in some real information. And some people want to know if what they see in arts and entertainment, how accurate their reflection it is in real life. And so she did a great job talking about bipolar and how people with bipolar behave. And she talked to some experts to sort of validate, is this a good representation or not, and reference another show or movie or something. But notice that the title has treatment in it. How accurate is Empire's treatment of bipolar disorder? Because it made me think, when I read her article, I said, you know what, she doesn't talk at all about treatment, actually, of the disorder. Mm-hmm. If you take that term in a literal case, you'd be talking about healthcare. You'd be talking about community services. You'd be talking about how does this person deal with, talk about what policies are related to this. So we know from research in health services that African Americans and other people of color have different outcomes around healthcare. So, for example, someone with bipolar disorder who is Black may have, you know, more severe episodes, or they may, and it may be caused by a lack of access to care for different reasons, or the quality of the care that they get in their community may not be the same. I mean, those are health services issues to me related to treatment of the issue. And so you don't see a lot of conversations about that tied to these types of opportunities, like the arts and entertainment. And so I would like for this podcast to do that, right? To go beyond talking about the disease itself and go to, okay, now that we've identified a problem, this character has bipolar disorder, we can also talk about, on the public health side, prevention, if that's possible, but we can also talk about how the person is being supported, how they're being treated from a healthcare, you know, hospital, physicians, you know, community-based programs, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought that would be really cool. So one pod, you know, Health Services Unplugged episode could have a researcher who knows a lot about treatment of this issue, and then possibly have a writer from Empire to come in and talk about, well, what was your motivation around creating this character? Maybe we could brainstorm about how you could take it a step further and talk, you know, have that person in a situation where the care that the person gets is, you know, at issue. And that would be a combination of the research, where we're connecting it to a current event or current happening.
Great.
Awesome. So another element that the podcast will have is, as I mentioned, of course, you have to feature a researcher. Don't have to, but that's the point. So we will have experts and researchers who know the evidence, who know the data, who are involved in the research development process around these issues. And then we'll have someone who I'm calling an unexpected guest. Once again, might be renamed, but we'll see. Because that also comes out to UGG. I should say UGGs. UGG or whatever. So an unexpected guest means that it's someone who is not trained in research, someone who's curious about the topic or is willing to talk about the topic and can help make sure that the conversation, you know, is fun and engaging and goes different places. So it might be a student, it might be, who knows, a journalist, if they're willing to talk about with the researcher in a different way, might be, I don't know, congressman, it could be a writer from a TV show, somebody. So we'll have three people as a part of the conversation. So it'll be me, it'll be the researcher, and then it'll be somebody who brings a totally different perspective to the issue as well. And so one of the last major components of this is going to be engagement. So after we get past a few episodes, we're hoping that people will comment on the website, on our blog, which will have a post for each podcast episode. We're also hoping that people will use the Health Services You hashtag, which is on the website, not to engage initially, because we want them to comment on the blog so that we can keep all the comments together so we can see how people are reacting. But we would like to use that hashtag to help people keep up with the podcast and what's going on. And also, there will be a feedback page so that you can just give us general feedback. So our goals are to be informative, accessible, and engaging.
I like the idea of bringing in unexpected guests and somehow involving people who are not us and not involved in research to really help set things up.
Yeah, if you had a guest who was like really outside the box, that maybe most people wouldn't tie with health services research or healthcare necessarily, could be a cool way of pointing out, hey, actually, there's often a lot of connections in places that we might not recognize. You know, the example you gave, the instance of a disorder someone's struggling with on television. You know, those examples are all around us, but we have to see them.
Yeah. But what about back to the tagline? Remember, we had such a difficult time, and it may not even have a tag to start with because that's such a challenge. But
yeah, we had said thing, like not your mother's podcast. Although maybe that was for the actual title, but
right.
Something like that. I like some element of a joke in there.
I don't know if we talked about this before, but I don't know. I keep thinking of, for some reason, associating the word alive with this, like it, making research come alive, or I don't know if that's along the same veins of a little more tangible or relevant, or maybe going beyond what stereotypes
right.
People might have of research.
Exactly.
But that it's alive, it's can tell us things, it's useful, it's changing sometimes.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
but I'm not sure what that would mean for a tag.
Something a little bit like, but although this maybe has some negative connotations, with some, a little bit messy, not always perfect.
Right,
right.
Introducing people to a broader range of voices about some of these topics, because there are a lot of researchers out there who people don't hear about.
Right.
And it would be really great to hear from them because they have really interesting stories that I think people could sort of use to better understand the evidence that they're putting out there and how we can, take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the part about, with the twist or, the unplugged part of it, which I know it's captured in the in the title, but
not quite off the wall, but not in your face, but some kind of making it more real.
A big thanks to Lauren and Sam for being good sports, and thanks to you for listening in. You can join in with your comments and other feedback and find links to more about what we talked about at healthservicesunplugged.info. Health Services Unplugged is presented by Academy Health with support from Kaiser Permanente and produced by me, Dr. Felicia Mebben, and executive producer, Dr. Imani Cheers, with music by Dr. Cheryl Mebben. You can learn more about this project and the rest of Academy Health at academyhealth.org.